You are surprised to hear a master admit to having emotion.
Yes.
Emotions can be a powerful tool. To deny their existence is illogical, but you must learn to control them.
Why?
You wish to be taught.
I would question everything you say.
You would not be a worthy pupil otherwise. Let us begin.
The first question, is it even logical? The mastery of craft, if the achievement is possible. Logic or not, people chase it. Following thoughts of breaking laws to teach the layman the secret language. Each is taken to the deepest location to observe the leader speak to a nation. Unified, let me kick to them the curriculum. The source we get the wisdom from, the centering, our system of mentoring choices. Nature is our training space, this is where we go for broke. The dojo is a sacred place, so grab your gi, prepare yourself to battle me. The goal is the sole prevention of becoming a casualty. You suffer less when you have to learn to do it well, but you can learn how not to if you find out what the truth entails. And you will fail many times over, then come to learn from mistakes like any fine soldier. Only to emerge alone and superb. What turns most people off is going through the work, rolling through the hurt, digging through the manuscripts and combing through the words, putting older students first. He's to make simple, complex systems, admit faults, scrutinize everything and project wisdom. They visit with him after the class, as he ponders if he ever really mastered the craft. Passing the grass, hoping he can tackle the task of suddenly teaching his pupils to lasso the vast. The length of the trial is painstakingly lifelong. It might be the ultimate asymptote to set your sights on. The illusion will be it's close enough to seize. And one day you might buy the notion it's something you've achieved. But I would argue you're no closer than ever. The path costs life, total mastery is extra. You understand that there's always someone that can teach you. Forever novice, even though they call you Sifu. The truth is, being one and achieving, it's not mutually exclusive. Just the unity's elusive. There in all his nudeness, careless while he's tearing off the errant floss protruded. There in all, let us pause for the perilous cause. A former derelict who would become a master cause he cared to evolve. Beginners look at this as his life, intermediates right, while the experts book to him for advice. Elated for better, he chases forever, patient and clever, with the weaknesses he waited to sever. Obsequious, without the preachiness, all the skill and wisdom means nothing without the leadership, it's still a struggle. Watch his effortless detailed explanation of information, he'll break it down to its foundations and clear the rubble. Beginning as a fan of it, then he as an artist had a hand in it. As a legend he spread across the planet since, case of what the standard is. In between the honor and respect is where they sandwich him. I don't know how he manages. He planned to dedicate his life to it. This ain't a fight movement to him, it's an example of life tuning. The only prize he ever ran after, so maybe one day he'll stand amongst the grandmasters. For those who chose to brave the endless journey, the lonely road paved by unsung heroes we've lost, we dedicated to those who should be elevated. You shouldn't follow if you don't plan to give it your all. For those who chose to brave the endless journey, the lonely road paved by unsung heroes we've lost, we dedicated to those who should be elevated. You shouldn't follow if you don't plan to give it your all.